The beleaguered coal mining town of Collinsville in central Queensland has suffered another major blow. Following the closure of several coal mines and hundreds of job losses, the local nursing home is being shut down today. Elderly residents of Hillside Haven have been forced to relocate to a nursing home in Bowen that's an hour away. The local community, which built the nursing home, is devastated and is calling on the federal government to help, as Cathy Van Extel reports.
Nursing home provider D&R Community, which operated 15 homes around Australia, went into voluntary receivership last November with debts of $2 million. Unable to find an alternative operator, the administrator pulled the pin on Collinsville's Hillside Haven last month, plunging the lives of the nine elderly residents, aged between 80 and 93, into turmoil and uncertainty. 16 staff have lost their jobs, among them families already impacted by job losses in the mines. Local state MP Dale Last says it's a major blow to the mining community, which has been hit hard by the resources downturn.
Community that's doing it really tough at the moment. This was the last thing that they needed. And I've met with the residents. They're absolutely beautiful people, born and bred in that area, a lot of them. Spent their entire life in Collinsville, and now in their twilight years they're having to be relocated to other aged care facilities. It's a real tragedy and certainly couldn't come at a worse time for Collinsville.
The residents have all been relocated to a nursing home at Bowen, an hour's drive away. 92-year-old Gwen Howarth was the last to go yesterday. She's lived at Hillside Haven for the past 7 years and is devastated about being evicted from her home and Collinsville.
I was broken-hearted, to tell you the truth, and I expected to end my days here.
Gwen Howarth says her family is in shock she's had to move to Bowen.
They're upset about it too. I think the whole town is. You know, it's just unbelievable what's happened.
Her 90-year-old sister Ailsa Watson has also been moved, along with their 91-year-old cousin Merv McCarthy. He says it's a disgrace he's had to leave the town and be separated from his wife.
None of us ever wanted to leave here. I mean, down there might be nice. This was like a little home.
Hillside Haven was opened in the 90s after a local family donated land, and the town raised all the funds needed to build a 12-bed aged care facility. Many of those who've been living in the home were involved in those efforts. 89-year-old Faye Brunker has lived in Collinsville for more than 60 years.
This place was built by the community so that the elderly would not have to leave their hometown, and that's just what's happened to us.
Peter Ramage is the local representative on the Whitsunday Regional Council. He says the nursing home has always been a community concern.
They went out and raised money, you know, from various mine owners, unions, raffles, all those things that communities do, and it's been well used and well cherished by our community since.
You've had family members through it?
I have myself. I've had both my mum and my dad through there. Words couldn't describe just know how well it was. You know, you're just 2 minutes up the road to go and see your mum and dad or members of your family. It's well supported in the social side of things by voluntary people from the community. Like, I can name various people that are up there nearly every second day of the week, you know, playing games and keeping the elderly active.
What was the community's reaction to the news?
Totally devastated. I mean, it's something that was built by the community for the community, and you know, no government had to hand out anything. Now's at a time when we should have the governments jumping in to help us keep it.
Nursing homes come under the Commonwealth, so the community's been lobbying federal member Michelle Landry to take up the issue. Frustrated by what they've perceived as a lack of interest by the Coalition MP, a Facebook page was created to lobby the Federal Health Minister directly. They've found political support in local state LNP member Dale Last.
Well, unfortunately, when DNR Services took over the operation of that facility, as part of that arrangement, the community gifted Hillside Haven to that particular organisation. Now that that organisation has gone into receivership and the asset will effectively be sold off as part of the liquidation, it doesn't come back to the community ownership. And unfortunately, at the time, there wasn't a clause in the sale contract to stipulate this.
He's also been lobbying the state and federal governments to save the nursing home.
I've certainly been in close contact with the federal member, Michelle Landry. We've been working closely on this particular issue. I've met with the Health Minister, Cameron Dick, at the last sittings of Parliament to gauge the Queensland Government's support. Their focus is on primary health care, and there's no funds at this particular time to assist in reopening this facility. So it may very well come down to the community once again having to put their hand in their pockets and fundraise to have this facility reopened. But we're also looking and working with a couple of other aged care providers that may come in and operate this facility under their licence.
Today, the local MP, Michelle Landry, will make her first visit to Hillside Haven with Assistant Health Minister Fiona Nash. Collinsville is in the marginal federal seat of Capricornia, which Labor has high hopes of winning in July. Dale Last hopes the battle for the seat will save the nursing home from permanent closure.
I said this to Michelle Landry, that, you know, it's important that you go to the community and see firsthand what we're talking about here and really get an understanding of just how important this facility is to the people of Collinsville. And certainly we know that aged care sits under the umbrella of the federal government. And we'd be looking for them to give a commitment that, you know, in the event this facility was able to reopen, that the aged care licence and the bed licences could be processed in a timely manner to allow it to reopen.
Is it helpful that we're heading into a federal election campaign and the seat of Capricornia at a federal level is a marginal one?
You'd have to say that's very helpful. Timing is everything, and now's the time to be lobbying the federal government for assistance with this particular facility.
In the meantime, the community is looking at how to best support its elderly residents now living in Bowen. It's hoping to hire a bus so family members can still visit them. Once the doors close today, liquidators will come in from next week. Locals are galled by the fact that furniture and goods they've donated to the nursing home over the years will be sold as assets. Dale Last says it's rubbing salt into the wound.
Lounge chairs, TVs, all that type of thing. They've been donated by community members, by family members. They're now being sold as part of the liquidation asset sale, and that's really upset the community.
And that's the Queensland State LNP member for Burdekin, Dale Last, ending that quite disturbing report by Cathy Van Extel.